In the gospel tonight, we hear the Lord echo from the book of Deuteronomy, which is our first reading, the great summary of the law. You know, in the law, there were 600 or something different precepts of the law. And that's what Jesus was asked to say, well, what is the greatest, what is the most important precept of the law? And he quotes from Deuteronomy, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And then adds as well the second commandment, which is like the first commandment, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And he summarizes the entire law into this law of charity, which is the love of God above all things and the love of neighbor for the love of God. And that's what everything comes down to. Everything comes down to the love of God and to the love of neighbor for the love of God. So much so that anything that is not a part of charity, is not a part of the love of God and love of neighbor for the love of God, is utterly worthless, of no value whatsoever. One time I went to confession to a wonderful old priest. I think he's the oldest priest in Tennessee, actually. And when I gotten through with my confession, in the time to, where he gives a little counsel or advice, he stopped and he asked me this question. He said, do you love God? And once I sort of picked myself up off the floor after that one thing, wow, was it really as bad as all that, Father, really, you know? I thought, wow, that is very wise. And that is very true. Because that's just what Jesus said. That's what the law of God all comes down to. Do I love God? Do I love God? There's a beautiful quotation from St. John of the Cross. It says, in the evening of life, we will be judged on love alone. In the evening of life, we will be judged on love alone. And it'll be interesting because I think, now this is me, this isn't John of the Cross, so you can just, take it for what it's worth. But it seems to me that that judgment will not come about externally. It will happen just sort of naturally. If we have loved God with all our mind and heart and strength and soul, and if we have loved our neighbor as ourselves, that judgment will be pretty clear at the evening of our lives. Because our lives at that point will come down to being about love or not. Because if we have made the very, very foolish mistake of thinking that anything else in this world is of any consequence other than the love of God, then we will be abandoned at that point. Actually, most things we lose even before we die, before we come to the evening of life, or we could, I think, oh yeah, I've got my health right now, but I might not in the morning. I think, oh, I've got all my stuff. Whew, stuff can go away pretty quick, And stuff isn't a very reliable friend, is it? Right? I got my job. I got my car. I got whatever. You know, like, you know, I think one thing that going through all this stuff we've been going through these last however many months it is and stuff like that, I think we can see how very quickly things can change. And things that we thought maybe were just really rock solid, gone. And as we go through life, as we approach the evening of life, as St. John of the Cross so poetically puts it, St. John of the Cross is a very magnificent poet, and Father Edwin's a big fan of his. If any of you read Spanish, I understand his poetry is really amazing. But the evening of life, you know, we shed more and more things. It's one of the great blessings and privileges of my state of life as a priest that I get to be with people as they approach the evening of life. And it's very interesting to see at that moment that judgment of love. When that judgment of love is there, when, you know, life has been spent for the love of God, there is love. Sometimes there's not much else except love. But what more does there need to be? And in some circumstances, what more can there be? Sometimes seeing people, you know, in their health, all these sorts of things have, you know, maybe sometimes even their ability to understand the situation or to respond to others, all of these things maybe have fallen away. And yet, those can be moments of tremendous love. Those who love them, those who probably very likely have been loved by that person, are there. And oh yes, it's hard. It's very, very hard. But it's very beautiful. It is a victory. It is a triumph. You know, there's one of the titles of Our Lady. It's called Our Lady of Victory. I've always thought maybe the Pietà is the image of Our Lady of Victory. The Blessed Virgin Mary holding the body of her son taken down from the cross. In the eyes of the world, that seems a great defeat, doesn't it? But we know it is a great victory. In the evening of life, we will be judged on love alone. In that moment, what is there but love alone? And what more could you want? What could do any good at that moment other than love alone? And so let us be very, very wise. Let us hear the words of the Lord and be called to this law of love. Again, I'm so grateful for that wise old confessor asking me that question. Do you love God? Because that's what every good examination of conscience should come down to. Do I love God? Alone. and love others for the love of God. You know, when we're in this world that seems to put so many values on so many things, and people get so upset and so distressed about so many things, to be called back to this central truth that what accounts for every single thing in this world alone is the love of God. And so let us pray the Lord that we don't make any foolish mistakes to think that any of these things that people get so agitated about or worried about or spend so much time and energy about are of any ultimate value. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And if we live that law of love, that law of charity, then at the evening of life, that judgment of love will only confirm the life of love that we have lived. It will be very, very evident in the love of God and of neighbor in that moment. And so let us see everything in this law of love, this greatest commandment that the Lord gives us tonight.